VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Thank you for joining us on Crosstalk on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a rather disturbing topic today as we are finding that the name of Jesus has come under attack. Just before I get to some information on that, would like to make a correction to something mentioned on the Friday News Roundup program. One of the stories dealt with the executive order that was signed by President Trump on anti-Semitism, and the comment was made that it was done on the first night of Hanukkah, and I just need to correct that. Hanukkah does not happen until later December, as Hanukkah begins at sundown on December 22nd. At this time of year, we are reminded at the preciousness and the majesty of the name of Jesus. And I am finding that his name is coming under great attack today, and could not help but to do this program today to bring this to your attention. And to do so, as we know the preciousness of the name of Jesus, just want to revisit some things as are often associated with the Christmas account, as we see in Scripture. For instance, in Luke chapter 1, verse 31, we have the angel declaring to Mary that she was going to have a son. And in Luke chapter 1, verse 31, it says, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus." His name would be called Jesus. To Joseph also, Matthew 1, verse 21, "She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." See, it is the name of Jesus that is so precious. We also saw, you know, Isaiah saying, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government should be upon his shoulder, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." But we know that it is through that one that was born so many years ago, and the reason for which he came, that to many it is the name of Jesus that is repulsive. And so we have schools that are changing, rules to make sure that even Christmas carols that mention the name of Jesus are not given. We see also in the account of the Gospel according to John, chapter 10, "Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But if ye believe not, because ye are not my sheep, and I said unto you, My sheep hear my voice, I know them, they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." You see, Jesus declared himself to be the I Am, and the verse says the Jews took up stones to stone him. John 20, verse 31, "But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." We see that the apostles in Acts chapter 4, they were teaching the people, they preached Jesus, they preached the resurrection from the dead, and what did the religious leaders do? They laid hands on them, and they put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Albeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000, and it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they said, "By what power or by what name have ye done this?" And Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto him, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you whole." And it goes on to say that neither is there a salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were an unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. You see, it was at the name of Jesus And they were told not to do that. And Peter said, we cannot help but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing that they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. Well, it happened again in the following chapter, Acts chapter 5. By the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And believers were added, we found. People were healed. And there came this multitude, and the high priest rose up, and they that were with them, which is a sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles, and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors, and brought them forth, and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. And the officers came, and they found them not in the prison, and said, the prison truly found we shut with safety, the keeper standing without before the doors. But when we had them opened, we found no man therein. Guess what, folks? They were in the temple. And they were preaching and they were teaching the name of Jesus. And they brought them again here before the council. And here's what it says in verse 28. Did we not straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us? Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. They went on to testify further and stood up for the name of Jesus, and they were beaten as a result. And they departed from that council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Daily in the temple and every house, they ceased not to preach, to teach and to preach Jesus Christ. Saul of Tarsus converted. Acts 9:29 says he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. The name of Jesus has power to it. 1 Corinthians 6, know we not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. In John chapter 8, you're familiar with that, when they demanded Jesus state who he was, and he says, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. They took up stones to cast it at Jesus. But we also know in Philippians chapter 2 that God also hath highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We know what Scripture says here about the name of Jesus, the preciousness of the name of Jesus. And yet we have his name coming under attack in acts of blasphemy, even as this Christmas season comes about. From LifeSiteNews.com, Netflix has released December 3rd, a blasphemous Christmas special movie that depicts Jesus as a homosexual, and the Virgin Mary as an adulterer, prompting more than a million people to sign a petition to have the film removed from the popular streaming service. It's called The First Temptation of Christ. In this supposed parody, Jesus is shown bringing home a homosexual lover to meet Mary and Joseph. On social media, Netflix proclaimed, quote, Jesus, who's hitting the big 3-0, brings a surprise guest to meet the family. A Christmas special so wrong it must be from comedians Porta dos Fundos, meaning back door. It's Portuguese. Netflix told the paper that its values and approves the creative freedom of the artist it works with and may also recognize that it's not everybody will enjoy the content. The trailer According to Crisman News, the trailer shows Jesus' family preparing a surprise party for his 30th birthday. And when Jesus comes in and sees the crowd, he tries to push his effeminate male friend he brought with him out the door, but unable to. What commences after that is nothing short of blasphemy, complete with sexual innuendos. A man who calls himself God, claiming to be the main character's biological father, and hints at fake Jesus, not so subtle, homosexuality. Just coming out a short time ago from Western Journal, it portrays Mary, Jesus' mother, as a pot-smoking adulterer as well. And as of Monday morning, more than 1.7 million people have added their names to a Change.org petition calling on Netflix to remove the movie from its catalog. We also had come out from Western Journal. It's called The First Temptation of Christ, but they said this is not the first time that this group, which has 16.2 million subscribers on YouTube, has targeted Christianity. In 2018, just a year ago, it released The Last Hangover on Netflix. It's a spoof of the apostles who awaken to find Jesus is missing and must piece together events of the previous night's wild Last Supper, the movie's blurb reads. In a statement provided to Yahoo Entertainment, they excused its anti-Christian antics by claiming it was merely upholding artistic freedom and humor through satire. Freedom of expression is an essential construction for a democratic country, the group said. That's the Portuguese group. I'm wondering why they don't do that with the name of Muhammad. Why is it that they will use the name of Jesus to blaspheme? And friends, the other issue along with this as well has been covered by many, many news services about a New Testament-themed video game. It's a video game that supposedly is coming soon. It's an inspired role-playing video game called I Am Jesus Christ, set to be released early next year, will allow gamers to portray Jesus Christ, according to ChristianPost.com. A Polish game developer, Playway, released a trailer on YouTube December 6th. And shows how gamers can play out events in Jesus' life, such as performing miracles for points. The game also depicts the crucifixion and Jesus' resurrection as the stone is rolled away from the tomb. I Am Jesus Christ is a realistic simulator game inspired by stories from the New Testament of the Bible. A description of the game reads on Stream, that's a site that will distribute the video game. Check if you can perform all famous miracles from the Bible like Jesus Christ. It's a simulation game and you can try to save the world as he did. Are you ready to fight with Satan in the desert, exorcising demons and curing sick people, or calm the storm in your sea? The storm in the sea? A trailer for the game has been viewed on YouTube more than 440,000 times, but a lot of mixed reviews. A Reverend Christopher Bennick, an internationally recognized expert in emerging technology and theology, is a pastor, CEO of Co-Creator, said he believes that the game can be a good thing for video game players, saying with more than 2 billion gamers in the world and such a large percentage of the world's population identifying as Christians, it makes sense that developers would create a video game that seeks to tap into the people's source of ultimate meaning, he told the Christian Post. This is in regard to a video game, I Am Jesus Christ, creating new ways to teach people for formational Christian behavior using emerging technology essential to the future flourishing of the church. We'll have more after the break.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, popular creation speaker and author with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, this might seem simple, but where did music come from?
Chris, music is an integral part of being in the image of God. The early chapters of Genesis reveal that just within a few generations of creation, men were constructing musical instruments, both wind instruments and string instruments. Soon we see that even this was perverted. Lamech, one of the patriarchs, even sang a song boasting of his adventures and murderous prowess. Musical instruments have been found from soon after the flood. Even Neanderthal fossils are found in conjunction with musical instruments. You see, Chris, the evidence that we find supports the biblical truth of creation. Even music started back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
Well, the name of Jesus is being attacked today in more ways than I care to count. I'm just bringing two examples to your attention today because of the fact that so much of what we are hearing today, and his name is blasphemed in media all the time. And to bring this to your consciousness, to your awareness as to how the name of Jesus is under attack today. No, they dare not do the name of Muhammad in this regard, but somehow Christianity is fair game. We're talking about this Bible-themed video game that lets gamers play Jesus Christ. A trailer for the game, this is now from the New York Post, shows Christ healing a blind man, making fish appear in a bucket, walking on water, and ending a storm, all in the first person. It ends with a scene of Jesus on the cross, the in-game heart rate nearing empty, before cutting to what appears to be his resurrection and the game's title card, where the eye is Jesus' floating body. Have you ever wondered to be like him? One of the most privileged and powerful people in the world, reads the game's Steam blurb. Become Jesus Christ, the famous man on earth. In this highly realistic simulation game, pray like him for getting superpower. Perform famous miracles like him from Bible, like casting demons, healing and feeding people, resurrection, and more in I Am Jesus Christ. Hear that? Become Jesus Christ, the famous man on earth. Pray like him for getting superpower. Perform famous miracles like him. And it's asking the gamer to have these qualities in them, just like Jesus. Isn't that what Satan was all about? Isaiah 14 says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which dost weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." And here it is in video game form. Become Jesus Christ, the famous man on earth. Pray like him for getting superpower. Perform famous miracles like him. CBN also pointing out that this controversial new video game that allows players to become Jesus Christ being called blasphemous by Christians and social media users. The game's publisher, Playway, has received negative comments from people after viewing the trailer. "Too far, Playway. Thumbs down," wrote one commentator on Playway's Facebook page. "I'm not sure how to feel about those," wrote another. According to Daily Star, one viewer commented, "Seems blasphemous." Another viewer wrote, "Not psyched about the gamification of my faith." Slate.com says that the holiday season is here, and once again, one question is on everybody's lips. What do you get the tough-to-shop-for person on your list who's convinced that he or she is Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world? Frankincense and myrrh and passe gold cost too much, and the 1 year you thought you'd found the perfect gift, all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, it turned into a whole thing. This year, however, much as the Beatles rock band bridged the gap between baby boomers and their victims a decade ago, video game studio Simula M has crafted a gaming experience designed to facilitate meaningful conversation between people who believe that they are Jesus Christ and people who do not believe that they are Jesus Christ. Although that may seem like an extremely limited market, remember, there are more people walking on the earth today who believe that they are Jesus Christ than there were in Jesus Christ's time, they say. The new game takes full advantage of the next-gen technology to put gamers right into the center of the heart-pounding, itinerant preaching action, healing the sick, calming the seas, cursing a fig tree, suffering under Pontius Pilate, drinking vinegar mixed with gall, gluing Polaroids of the people you meet into the Bible, into a Bible, in what promises to be the most epic boss battle in video game history, winning the victory over death by spending 6 excruciating hours slowly dying on a cross at Golgotha, which is being interpreted to the place of the skull, plus you get to wash the apostles' feet. Folks, it's blasphemous. It's blasphemous. And they're putting this out there. Steam's website just says, become Jesus Christ, the famous man on earth in this highly realistic simulation game. Become Jesus Christ. Check if you can perform all famous miracles from the Bible like Jesus Christ. It's a simulation game, and you can try to save the world as he did. Folks, we're talking about the Savior of the world. Numerous sites are reporting on this. Now, I'm going to point this out. From the Washington Examiner, they said, despite the hype, though, I Am Jesus Christ might be fake, game developer Justin McDaniel says that the game looks like a publicity stunt since Playway lists dozens of other simulator games that are coming soon. After looking through Playway's games, McDaniel concluded, I think Playway is a publisher who makes up a bunch of drawing media attention to them in an extremely flooded Steam PC marketplace. They talk about mix up a bunch of fake games in the hopes of drawing media attention to them. It's impossible to say for sure, but I Am Jesus Christ may just be a publicity stunt so its publisher can get press for its name. Well, whether it's a publicity stunt or not is not the issue. It's how fair game the name of Jesus is for blasphemy in our society today. I'd like to hear what you have to think on and say on this issue here today on Crosstalk. What is your reaction to this as we're seeing the name of Jesus blasphemed, whether it be through the Netflix production, whether it be through a video game that may or may not be in the market as a publicity stunt? I don't know. I've got several news sources that are quoting from it, but that's not what the issue is. The issue is today about the blasphemy of the name of Jesus, the name that one day every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Your reaction today, our number is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. And friends, I know it just begs the issue here again, but I think of the recent interviews we had with Dave Cristiano on Power of the Air, and how many of us are appalled at things like this, but how many of us will put it on in our television sets in our home? How many of us pump it into our homes? How many will go to theaters that are pumping out blasphemy to the name of Jesus, and we sit back in the name of entertainment? We're taking your calls here today on Crosstalk. Our number is 800-733-9829. Again, that's 800-733-9829. Mark in Monroe, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, the whole bottom line to me in this whole topic today is the bottom line is God is not mocked. You know, whatsoever man reapeth, that'll sow.
What he sows, he will reap.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you mentioned it more than once today, Ephesians 2, 9, 10, and 11. At the end of the day, every knee will bow. All these people don't even realize that
that's
they
actually,
are.
Just for correction, Mark, that is Philippians 2, 9, 3, not Ephesians.
You're right. I'm sorry. Philippians 2, 9, 10, and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, at the end of the day, these people don't even realize that they are all in prophecy. The atheist, anybody that has no idea that, God is God, Lord of Lords, and King of Kings. But again, Philippians 2, 9, 10, 11, God is not mocked. At the end of the day, every tongue will confess and every knee will bow.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mark, for the comments. And friends, the question is, are you going to be meeting him one day as Savior or as Judge? Our number, 800-733-9829. Israel is calling from Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Yes, I was calling because I hear, believe me, I understand how it feels to hear someone speak about someone you love. as I am a lover of Christ as well, and I'm sure I can hear in your voice as well. But one thing I would like to remind everyone who's listening that when the Messiah was on earth, he tells us to preach the gospel there.
Yeah.
He was being persecuted. But at the same time, we know according to the scripture, when you are, for lack of better words, when you are like the king of the mountain, which Jesus is, everyone wants to attack and take you off of that point. So because he is who he is, that's why they're attacking. But I encourage you, brother, to let them do what they do, and we continue to preach the gospel on everyone else. And don't be upset by these things, because this was meant to come.
Thank you for your comments here today. I am upset by it in that I see it as being blasphemy, and blasphemy against my Savior does upset me in that regard. I know Scripture says that evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse. They're deceived and being deceived. We understand that is to take place. But we're talking about the precious name of our Savior that is being taken into blasphemy. Folks, your reaction to this today, our number is 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. We're going next to Lubbock, Texas, and Leroy, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on the fact that you mentioned earlier. It's very blasphemous to use the name of Jesus in the way that they're using it in the video game. And as a pastor, there's absolutely no way that I would even come close to condoning anyone who would be willing to play a video game as if Jesus' name is just a common name. You know, it's a setup by the enemy. And he has blinded the minds of people so that Jesus becomes just another, quote-unquote, famous person or famous name. And yet at the same time, if dialogue develops, it's an opportunity for those of us who are Christians, born-again Christians, to share who Jesus really is.
Yeah.
So we're praying, man. We're praying. It won't be long now. He'll be back.
Leroy, thank you for your call here today. Folks, are we the only ones bothered by this? Are you bothered by the blasphemy that's coming out, letting gamers be Jesus Christ in this regard? Become Jesus Christ. That's part of the promo here. Become Jesus Christ. Pray like him for getting superpowers. Is that where Jesus' superpower comes from? He is God. Our number, 800-733-9829. Linda's calling from Ohio. You're on the air, Linda.
Yes. When you look back at our nation, the history, in 25, they put the Christians compromised their beliefs in a new earth, and evolution got a hold in us. That was in 1925. We took God, the Ten Commandments, the prayer, everything out of schools, and all that our mentality of this culture that we have now is anti-God, anti-Jesus Christ, anti-Christianity, and I believe a lot of it falls on the church. We should have been standing up, and it just makes me furious, and it makes me really mad. Anyway. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Linda, thank you for your call here today. This is a Crosstalk program today. Yes, the topic is perhaps different than one we have normally addressed here, but we see the name of Jesus under attack, and we see his preciousness even from this time of year in which we recall the angel's declaration, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And it's become a name that is mocked at, it's ridiculed, it's made fun of, and also one that you can become Jesus too. Back in just a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
High in the Swiss Alps, Lucian, a lonely, frightened 13-year-old, is overtaken by catastrophic events as he causes little Danny to fall off of a cliff. Lucian finds himself an outcast with his family, his school friends, and especially the very hostile Annette, the sister of Danny. Bitterness and anger set in. As Lucian finds solitude in the nearby woods, he comes across a woodcarver who helps him find the peace he was looking for, that not only changes his life, but that of others as well. Treasures of the Snow quickly captures the heart. It's a story of friendship, Forgiveness and Redemption. Treasures of the Snow is available on DVD for a donation of $16 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829. You may also write VCY America, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. We're going right back to the phone lines to Hartford. We have Karen calling in. Hi, Karen. You're on the air.
Hi. Merry Christmas. Just calling because you want a reaction. And after hearing the first 15 minutes worth of information or so, my reaction was I felt fine until I heard that. I got an intense headache, and I actually feel nauseous.
Hmm.
So that's all I want to say. It's
yeah. Where we see
physically sick.
Scripture uplifts the name of Jesus, and we know how dear and precious his name is. We know how people suffered greatly because of their preaching and teaching in the name of Jesus. And yet we have this blasphemy that's taking place before us here today, and I'm saying it's wrong.
It's horrendous. It's absolutely horrendous.
Thank you, Karen, for your call.
Yeah.
Janice in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Thank you. Hello?
Janice, you're on the air. Please go ahead.
Okay. I am so elated, thankful for you and for your ideas. I love you for that, and God bless you for that. It hurts my heart to hear our Lord and Savior blasphemed and crucified all over again. But in Revelation, we are told that we have seen nothing yet. It will get worse and worse. And I just wish we could sign that petition going around where we're so against this of our blessed Savior that died for us. And these people must know something because they are so taking it the opposite way of what the Bible has written about it.
Yeah.
But God bless you and your program. And God, we thank you for your son, Jesus.
Amen.
And have a blessed Merry Christmas.
Amen.
And a Happy New Year.
God bless you. Thank you, Janice. You have a blessed Christmas as well. Jeff in Ashland, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to put on a separate idea here because Christians, we got our name from being Christ-like. And Jesus said that these signs will follow those that believe. And so maybe it isn't quite so bad as you might be thinking.
Oh my! What do you mean, Jeff? It's not as bad as what we're thinking. When they're claiming to be that you can become Jesus Christ, you know, pray like him for superpowers, become Jesus Christ. Don't you have a problem with that, Jeff?
Well, you know, it does sound bad, but I mean, we're supposed to be changed and conformed into his image.
Yes.
And I know that we are not Jesus Christ, but so that's what I do have a problem with. But, the games that these kids are playing today where they're killing people and doing stuff like that, I'd rather have them learn about what Jesus did and has done and maybe just explain to them.
So what we're doing through this game, the truth, Jeff, is that we are not Jesus Christ and we cannot become Jesus Christ by performing miracles like he did. We do not become like Christ, become him for getting superpower. That's not through us. And it's giving us a wrong perception, Jeff, and we've got to correct the course here. I disagree with you, but thank you for sharing your opinions. Carol in Meridian, Idaho, you're on the air.
Good evening. I just want to say, how did we get to this point where even the Jewish people would not utter the name of Jesus, Yahshua, and, we have lost respect for Jesus, and the caller that you just had,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't realize that what we are doing is watering down the majesty and holiness of Jesus. We cannot become like him in holiness. We only become like him in our hearts to follow his example.
Yeah, yeah. And the caller is saying, well, it's not that bad. Well, you know, one of the Ten Commandments we had is that which just strikes at the heart of this. What this gentleman said, it is bad, and certainly we don't uplift ourselves as being God. That is taking God's name in vain.
Yes. Truly. And I thank you for your program, and I wish you folks a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you, Carol. Joe is calling from Ohio. You're on the air. Wheelersburg, Ohio.
Yeah, you're talking about taking Lord Jesus Christ's name in vain. It's getting bad, and the Word of God says, you know, it's going to happen, but woe unto them that make it happen. But one thing I wanted to say is I walked into a store earlier this year, and they had Jesus beer. And that was really sad. I'm like, they have no consideration on his authority, his power.
Yeah. Yeah, we're seeing, and I think we lost connection there, Joe, but we are seeing many do that. We saw the Milwaukee Brewers baseball franchise do that as well with one of their players, Jesus Aguilar, where they put up a promotion that said Jesus saves, and it just made a mockery of Scripture itself, and what a put down to Christianity. Thankfully, they discontinued that promotion that they were putting on there. But somehow it's in vogue to make fun of the name of Jesus. I don't know. Is it a status symbol in order to blaspheme his name? Let's go to Glasgow, Kentucky, and Eddie is on the air. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, Jim, thank you for your program, and I just wanted to call and encourage you just a little bit. What was the title the wise men gave Jesus when they asked Herod, where is he born? Fill in the blank there.
King of the Jews.
What was the title Pilate put at the top of the cross, written in Greek, Latin, and Hebrew?
Yeah, he's King of the Jews.
King of the Jews. What's his title when he comes back? King of kings and Lord of lords. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And no matter what they do, he's still coming back.
Amen.
He's still going to be king over all his nonsense,
Amen.
Brother.
Amen. Thank you, Eddie.
Woo! Keep it up, brother.
Let's go to Beth in West Dallas. You're on the air, Beth.
Yes, Jim. You know, this is nothing new. It's just getting bolder. I remember when Vic was still here. I remember the play that was at Lapham Peak State Park.
Yes.
Yeah, that was blaspheming the Christ and the disciples. I remember when they went down, some believers, along with Vic, went down to the Milwaukee Journal when they ran a full-page ad during the resurrection week.
Yeah.
And they used the word, not resurrection, but something that sounded similar but had a sexual implication.
Yep.
And then we have to also think, well, what about, you know, making fun of a Muhammad or Allah? Would that fly? I have to say to myself, you know, where are the believers? Or should I say, what are they believing? Because I don't see anybody standing up for Christ.
Yeah. You see, to say that for Muhammad or Allah, well, that would be hate speech, Beth, but somehow it's acceptable to do that to the name of Jesus.
Well, I don't find it funny.
No, not at all. Thank you, Beth, for the call. Steve in Benton Harbor, Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I think Leviticus 24:16 really reminds us of what the Lord thinks about his name, and I'll read that real quickly here. He that blasphemeth the name of the Lord shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall surely stone him, as well as the stranger, as he is born in the land. And I wanted to bring that up, and also to think about the scribes who were copying down the Word of God. They would physically stop any time they came to the Word of God, and they would bathe themselves to make sure that they were ready to write down his name.
Yeah.
And I'm just stunned that we have lost such a reverence of who he is.
Yeah.
And it is very disheartening to see my Savior's name dragged through the mud in such a way.
Stephen, thank you for your comments today and for that very good reminder as well.
Thank you.
We've got Bob in northern Wisconsin. You're on the air, Bob.
Yes, I'd like to address that situation of blasphemy from the Lord Jesus Christ. I am one of the few conservative Christians from Ashland, and I would like to point out the fact that, yes, I'm sickened by the fact that many Christians remain passive, especially on topics like this. It is heartbreaking when a true follower of Christ speaks out against such blasphemy. And I'd just like to remind you all of what the words of Christ is. Woe to you, bed of vipers. It will be worse for you than them in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Christ spoke against these kind of things. And yes, I am very Christ-like. Thank you very much for this opportunity. And thank you for BCY America. God bless you all, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Bob. Merry Christmas to you, too. Julie in Pensacola, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I just want to put out a challenge to many of the parents who's ever out there listening right now that does have a TV set in their home. I just want to say, hey, why don't you maybe fill out a challenge? Let's not watch it anymore. You know, let's not have our children subjected to all that stuff that's on the TV set. And I don't have a TV, and I don't even hear it.
Well,
I'm blessed. I don't even have to listen
And Julie,
to that.
And let me just say that this is in the hands of kids through their smartphones and tablets and devices and video gaming. I mean, that's what this Bible-themed video game is. It's not coming even through the TV set, but it's through another electronic device.
Yes, even throw those electronic devices away. Huh. They can live without it.
Okay, thank you for your thoughts. Don in Pensacola, you're on the air. Hello,
yes,
Don.
This is Don in Pensacola. Christianity is not about the gamification of Jesus Christ, but about the glorification of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ means Emmanuel, Jim, which you well know. It means God with us.
Yeah.
He really lives in our heart, and it's not automatic. It's not mankind does not have the Savior, few that be that find Jesus, Matthew 7:13 and 14. And the eyes of the Lord are in every place, Proverbs 15:3 says, beholding the evil and the good. And the next verse says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein, that means a perverted tongue, is a breach in the spirit. It breaks the spirit, of God, and it full despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent, and you can't beat the book, and our Lord will win. He's already won the victory for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Let's go to Michigan. Lori, you're on the air.
Hi. I was going to say that when I was over in Ethiopia, and I was working at the U.S. Embassy, we were getting ready to leave, and a guy that was moving us, he said to me, oh, I don't believe there's a devil. And I said, well, let me explain to you. I said, you know, I noticed that the Ethiopians go around cursing the name of Jesus Christ. I said, you don't even speak our language. I said, I can't understand a lot of things, most things they say, because they're speaking Amharic, but I understand who they're cursing. Why aren't they cursing Muhammad or some of the other gods? And I said, if you would think about how you would feel if you were the devil, you would want to go after and drive people to curse the name of the true God, wouldn't you? And he said, his eyes got big, and he said, I never thought of it like that before. Hmm. I said, you'll never hear him cursing any other so-called deity or whatever. It's always the name of Jesus Christ. I said, I had a chance to witness to him. Anyway, I just thought, that's amazing. All over the world, they curse the name of Jesus Christ because he's the true and living God, Savior of the world.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it here today. And we're just seconds from the break, and so we're going to pick that up in just a moment, too. Isn't that also what we have, you know, with the Ethiopian eunuch that Philip preached unto him, Jesus? We'll be back in a minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. We'll take more of your calls on the other side. Back in 1 minute.
For the Worldview Weekend Minute, I'm Brennan House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. We've been doing a series on radio and television on information warfare and American Christians. My friend Jeff Nyquist makes a very good point in one of his books, that patriotism and paranoia have now been connected. Patriotism and paranoia. In other words, if you believe in certain values of America, such as national security, national sovereignty, borders, the threat from Islam, the threat from Marxism, the threat from globalism, you're now paranoid. No, you're just really holding to patriotic values. You believe in American values of sovereignty, security, our way of life, our culture, the purpose and function of government, reward the righteous, punish the wicked. Those are patriotic values. Well, now they've been defined as being paranoia. You're crazy. That's why they use terms like Islamophobia, homophobia, and xenophobia.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, as today we're talking about the name of Jesus under attack, and it's happening through the proclamation of this new video game that's to come out. And one source said, well, that's just fake. They're just trying to drum up support. I've seen several news sites purporting. And so it's not so much the issue as it is the attack upon the name of Jesus. We're seeing that through the Netflix special as well that was released. It's somehow okay in our society today. Oh, don't criticize the name of Muhammad, but okay to criticize and make fun of and to blaspheme the name of Jesus. Let's go to Mike in Marshfield, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Mike.
Thank you for taking my call. I guess what bothers me the most about this is there's a lot of pastors in this nation that are afraid to speak out about the blasphemy against the name of Jesus. You know, they want to be well-liked and popular. They want to make people feel good. They want to fill seats on Sunday morning and get their tithes and offerings. But they're afraid to offend people and step on a few toes when this garbage comes out. And that's what offends me. I'll turn the radio down and wait for your comment.
Okay, well, thank you, Mike. And there are those that are there to tickle ears, and there are those that are there to proclaim the Word of God. And that's why so often when we say that we trust you're in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church, I'm referring to one that does preach the Word as it is, not as they wish it to be or not as they wish to ignore it. Let's go to Karen in Nampa, Idaho. You're on the air, Karen. Hello, Karen.
Yes.
Let's go to Lee in Marana, Arizona. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, Jim. What I wanted to say is I agree with the lady. She called a couple of calls ago, and she talked about the kids don't need the devices and the TV. Jim, we haven't had a TV in many, many years, probably like almost a decade. And then also, with the standard you set in your home, who cares if the kids agree with it or not? They need a flip phone for talking only. They don't have to have text. They don't have to have all these other devices. We have a child, Jim, that just graduated high school, and she's never had a boyfriend. And so now she's grown, and she is dating now. And she probably didn't like that. But who cares? We're the one that's responsible for running our home in a Christ-like manner. So with that said, God bless you. And also, Jim, they blaspheme the name of Jesus because he's the only one true God.
Yeah.
And that's why, just like the other caller said.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for the call. And keep in mind, it's television is just one source. It is coming through in so many. Oh, I've seen it on billboards where the name of Jesus is blasphemed. And it's happening here through video games and the Netflix. But it's myriad. It comes in personal conversation with others. Let's go to Rex in Moore, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I guess as crazy as this world is getting and keeps getting, it shouldn't surprise us that it is as bad as it is. And there's going to be a lot of people who are going to hear from Jesus at some point, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And thank you so much for standing up for the name of Jesus, Jim.
God bless you, Rex. Thank you for your call.
Yep.
We've got Esther in Foley, Alabama. You're on the air, Esther.
Yes, I would like to make a couple of comments. Number one, underlying all of this ugly, horrible behavior is Satan himself working through these people.
Esther, excuse me, we're getting a lot of feedback through your radio there. Could you please turn the volume all the way off, please? Just so we want to hear your comments there.
Okay.
Number
one, I believe underlying this incredible, horrible behavior that's going on in our culture, it's Satan himself working through these people. Mm-hmm. And my comment would be, let's pray for their salvation. They're blessed with the grace of God. We could be doing the same thing.
Yeah. Amen.
If we didn't know the truth. And so we need to, you know, positively ask the Lord to save their souls, to remove the delusionary, blinding, lying spirit. that's behind this. And thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Esther, for your call. Our number, 800-733-9829. Let's try Nampa, Idaho again. Karen, you're on the air.
Thank you for letting me talk. It breaks my heart that this is happening to our people today. The Holy Spirit speaks to my heart right now and tells me, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Things like this is not to be, or is to be expected in the latter days, and it's going to get worse. It tells us this in the Bible. Yeah. That we're not to stand by and just let it happen. I think what you're doing over the radio is fantastic, and we should stand up for what we believe is right.
Yeah. Not deny his name. Thank you so much, Karen.
That's right. You bet. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call here today on Crosstalk. As this matter is, it's critical, and it becomes more in vogue. We've got Pensacola, Florida. Carolyn, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you so much for your program. I just love listening to you. It's a breath of fresh air, and God bless you, and you are so right. We need to be on guard. I think we have just fallen asleep. The church has fallen asleep. It's just the church.
Mm-hmm.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, we all know that verse. Another one I wanted to point out is Psalm 50:21, that it's God saying, you thought that I was altogether one such as yourself. He is not like us. He is so far above us, and we do not need to be taking him down to the level that the depraved level that humankind is. And thank you so much, and that's all I have to say. God bless y'all. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you as well. And let's see, we've got Bobby in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Yes, my name is Bobby. I'd like to comment on today's show and use 2 Philippians as my backup. It talks about keep this mental attitude in you that, and it's also in the Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Philippians 2.
Mm-hmm. And who, though he was existing in God's form, gave no consideration to a seizure, namely that he should be equal to God. So no one's reading the Bible. They don't even realize that even Jesus himself didn't put himself in the position that they're putting him into, saying that, you know, all these negative things about him. So we need to get into our Bible. So, and that's my comment, and I'll take yours after
Great.
I hang up.
Thank you so very much. Jesus did declare himself to be God. He said, I and my Father are one. And at John 8:58, he said, I am. Before Abraham, I am, and did claim to be God, and certainly we know that one day his name is such that every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You'll find that further in that passage there from Philippians chapter 2. But folks, his name is under attack, and let's proclaim his name as the angels did this Christmas season. Unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And keep in mind, as we wrap up the Gospel of John, these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Let's uplift the name of Jesus. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.